This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, hey Marge, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy. You're listening to a special edition iFanboy podcast, Ghost Rider, brought to you by Comicole.com. Hey, welcome to a special edition of the iFanboy podcast. We're doing Ghost Rider.
Because we have to, apparently.
Why? I'm Connor, I'm here with Ron.
Hey.
And Josh.
Josh opted out, actually.
Who's dumber, him or us?
I think it might be us. Anyway, so if, as you may or may not know, Ghost Rider, the movie adaptation of the comic book starring Nicolas Cage, opened this weekend. It is Sunday midnight, or Saturday night midnight.
We decided we couldn't wait to do this. We just came home from the movie, and now we're huddled in my bedroom around a microphone.
So we apologize for the audio quality. We immediately ran to the computer to record the podcast because we just wanted to get our thoughts out while they were pure.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. What do we think of the movie, Ron? I've seen worse. I've seen worse movies in general.
Well, first off, let's get it out of the way. Okay. That this movie really makes X-Men The Last Stand, X3, look like Citizen Kane. Like, X3 was a fantastic movie compared to this. This was not worse than X3.
Yeah, okay, that's true. X3 was worse.
Yeah, now I've never seen Catwoman or Elektra.
Right.
So I don't know where it rages in that rank. This wasn't awful, though. This is what I've been saying about this movie since it was coming out, was that it looks like if this movie was on TNT at 2 in the morning, I'm up watching it.
Right. I think this movie is very surfacey. There was virtually no story. things happened for no reason. And there was no depth to it, so it wasn't terrible. There was some good points to it. Good performances.
Let's start with the good. Okay. So what was good about it?
Ron's losing. Sam Elliott, I thought, was good because Sam Elliott's always good.
Playing Sam Elliott makes anything good. I agree. I agree with that.
I thought Eva Mendes is very nice to look at.
Sure, so did the director. There's not one scene. I challenge you to find a scene with Eva Mendes where her boobs are not leading.
Well, that's true.
All right.
But if you had boobs like that, you'd probably
I wouldn't leave home.
All right. So, I thought Nick Cage was not bad in the role. I thought he was about 10 years too old.
Okay.
Especially since he was supposed to be the same age as Eva Mendes, which doesn't work.
Yeah, didn't balance.
But I thought otherwise he was not bad as Johnny Blaze.
Right.
You
know what I actually thought was, spoiler alert, we might give things away, so if you haven't seen the movie, stop listening, and if you haven't, don't. But, it starts off with a young Johnny Blaze.
Well, I thought the kid was good.
I thought the kid should have been Johnny Blaze the whole movie. I thought the kid was good. It was the kid from Jack and Bobby, right?
Yeah,
that WB show that got canceled very
quickly. As the beginning was playing out, I thought, you know what, they should have just kept him at this age.
Exactly.
Especially if this movie does well, which apparently it is doing well, and you want to do more of them, you don't have a 50-year-old Luke Cage running around.
Agreed.
And I also, keeping on the good tip, I thought the Ghost Rider effects were bad.
The effects were actually good. I mean, I still have... You see, the problem with this movie is that the concept of Ghost Rider, for those of you who aren't aware of the character...
Actually, I don't know much about Ghost Rider, so this is illuminating.
The concept of the Ghost Rider is that it's steeped in, like, cowboy kind of history, and the idea that there was a cowboy that made a deal with the devil, and he became the devil's kind of spirit of vengeance to go collect
souls.
This was
in the comics?
This was in the comics, and then they updated it in the 70s to be a motorcycle guy, who was the character of Johnny Blaze. And the thing is, the character becomes a... When he becomes the spirit of vengeance at night, he turns into, like, has a flaming skull and rides a motorcycle. That looks great in comics. Not so good on the film, on the celluloid. Not so good in real life.
I thought it wasn't terrible. I thought it looked better than I expected it to look from the trailers.
Yeah.
The Ghost Rider itself, I thought a lot of the other special effects were terrible.
Right,
and there was also some horrible green screen.
Yeah. That one scene with when he was chasing down Eva Mendes.
And the truck.
Oh, that was all. Oh, my God.
So that we're supposed to be talking about the good stuff here.
Are we segueing into the bad?
So Sam Elliott was good. Eva Mendes, Nick Cage, too old, but still good. The kid was good. Some of the effects were good.
Well, to segue into the good or the bad, I don't know. Okay, so Peter Fonda played Satan or Mephistopheles, which I wish that. Could you just make a Mephisto? Like, how hard is it just to make a Mephisto? Seriously, how
hard
is
it? Why don't they do that? That's weird.
I have no idea. Continuity. Anyway, but although I'm not sure if Mephisto is the devil that turns Johnny Blaze into Ghost Rider.
Wouldn't there only be one Marvel devil?
Yeah, you would think that, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Mephistopheles or whatever. Peter Fonda is cast as Satan, and I don't know if he was good or bad. I think he was good.
He was crazy.
Now here's where we're getting to the bad. I really felt as if this was complete, at least in the very beginning, the first maybe 30 minutes with Nicolas Cage were completely self-indulgent, crazy Nick Cage. Because there were little touches that only somebody as crazy as Nick Cage could do. Like, for example, apparently Johnny Blaze doesn't drink alcohol, but instead he eats red and yellow jelly beans out of a martini glass.
I would be shocked if that was not a Nick Cage script edition.
I was racking my brain to try to figure out if that was like a thinly veiled comic reference that I didn't get. Mm. And I'm like, think. Oh. And I was like, ooh.
Sorry. No, just, I thought of something good before we get to the bad was Mark... Steven Johnson is the director and
writer. He should have called himself Alan Smithy.
He did Daredevil, and I thought one of the few good things about Daredevil was...
That movie makes perfect sense now. Yes. It makes perfect sense.
One of the few good things about Daredevil was showing some of the real-life consequences to being Daredevil, like the scars and all the stuff he had to go through in the morning to get up.
Yep.
Conversely, in Ghost Rider, he showed the real consequences of driving a flaming bike down the road was all the road got burned, there was destruction, there was actual consequence. I liked that moment.
Here's the problem with that, though, is that by showing the real-world consequences, and a major plot point is that the cops are onto him and actually catch him at one point and everything, is that he doesn't have a secret identity. Like, I don't understand, because one of the things is that the movie ends and he continues being Ghost Rider. And
but everybody knows Johnny Blaze is Ghost Rider.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now the cops know that you don't think in this day and age the FBI is, you know, he's going to be caught in the next thing. And back to the bad.
One last good thing was that they did a good job of showing he was a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
He was scary. Yep. No, I mean, I wasn't scared, but he was portrayed in a scary light. It wasn't heroic.
The vocal effects on Ghost when he was Ghost Rider talking were just awful.
You know what was strange was it's a Nick Cage movie and Nick Cage is not in a lot of it.
Well, that's a good point. Because when it's Ghost Rider,
it's completely CGI. Yeah,
exactly. I thought Peter Fonda was so good, so bad he was good. I don't know.
He was in that so bad he was good category.
One of the big problems I had, aside from the green screen stuff and the crazy Nick Cage stuff, like the Nick Cage, you know, like it felt like Nick Cage was like he quote unquote having fun with it, and by doing that, being totally self indulgent, saying, "Hey, what if I did this?" You know, and just being wacky, and that just didn't come out very well. But one of the things that pissed me off was there was, and this is almost like the Marvel movie X-Men disease. There were no real fights.
No,
did you notice that? So one of the plot points is the Devil's son is making a power play for the Devil's power, and he gets these three henchmen who are very threatening, and the effects around them could be considered impressive. You know, one, they're all elemental based. One was water. One was wind. One was earth. And they square it up to be like, you know, kind of him having to get through the three of them to get to the video game
scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to lead up to the big boss. And the fights were like over like that. It was just like...
For me, the thing was when you had the first fight, that was one of the things where I was like, there's no story because it just, they dropped in. It was like,
he becomes Ghost Rider. Suddenly they show the henchmen show up and he fights. And then why? He doesn't know why. He doesn't ask why. They don't explain really why they're fighting.
Right.
It's just boom fight next to the next.
Yeah, it was fight. Definitely. It was a video game plot. It definitely was a video game plot. I definitely see that.
But there. The writing was bad.
Probably the worst thing that has to do with it. I mean, like, there were some scenes where I was it felt like somebody made a big budget out of, like, a high school film project. I remember back in high school writing awful scripts like that, and that's what it reminded me of.
I thought there was a lot. It was not a good movie. It was a mediocre B movie, and it had a B movie script.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not well written. There was no emotion.
Well, my whole thing is that
really cheesy.
I kept looking at my watch, and it was. I mean, why do you need 114 minutes to do this?
It was. I don't know where what
like,
was
where
in
did
the movie.
114 minutes go?
I don't know. That's a good point because there wasn't a lot in the movie.
It should have just been all Sam Elliott. And Peter Fonda. Just saying, you know, Peter
Donald
Fonda.
Logue was criminally underused.
Talk about a travesty underusing Donald Logue, making him have a Texan accent.
Texan accents. Nick Cage's Texan accent came and went like convenient. The sun. It was like it would rise and fall with the sun.
Oh, God almighty. This movie was brilliant. Oh, I loved it. It was so good.
Yeah, you could say it was good.
Yeah. No, but for all the wrong reasons. It's not a good movie, but I loved it.
I felt like it was kind of like the movie I would never see again. Like, yeah. I would probably watch parts of it if it was on TV.
I'm telling you, in a year from now, my dad is going to call me and say, yeah, I was up at 2 in the morning and Ghost Rider came on TNT and I watched it all. Like, it's like Roadhouse now. I mean, that's what I do.
It's not like Roadhouse. It's not good, bad. It was bad.
It's good, bad, good for me.
I don't know what that means.
No, it's bad, good, good, bad, good, bad. I loved it. I don't care. It was so fucking funny.
It was... I don't know.
The Daredevil guy makes perfect sense now. The fact that he directed it.
He shouldn't be allowed near any more comic book movies.
Yeah, no, this is not... I mean, I honestly was surprised not to see Alan Smithy's name.
And the sad thing is, it's doing well enough that it'll probably get more of the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, the ironic thing about this is, rewind about 2 years from now. This movie comes out, we don't go see it.
It's true.
Now, in this reality that we've created ourselves in the wonderful world of the iFanboy Nation, we have to go see it opening weekend.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Thanks. I'm just thankful we weren't doing this when Elektra came out, because I don't think I can...
Or Catwoman.
Or Catwoman, yeah. But at the same time, whatever.
I actually, you know what? I actually didn't dislike it as much as I disliked X3.
It was, well, me neither. Because,
I think X3 was more of a travesty of justice than this one.
Well, the thing is that I feel bad for, and if anybody is this person, please write in and tell us, I feel bad for the Ghost Rider fan. Like, because X3 hit me because I was such a big X-Men fan.
Right.
But where's the dude in Oklahoma who's grown up with Ghost Rider? Like, yeah, Johnny Blaze, and he's got, like, you know, stars and bars and motorcycle, and he goes to see this movie. Is he happy? Who likes this movie?
You know what? We both know someone who probably liked this movie.
Yes, we do.
And, hey, good for
him. I
hope
he does. We don't know yet. We haven't heard
from him. He probably leads a happier life than I do.
Oh, yes, he definitely imbibes a happier life, doesn't he? But, yeah, so if people like this movie for, like, not for the reasons I liked it.
For, like, a serious movie who thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, go to ifanboy.com, post on the thread, let us know if you liked it and why.
We're not going to look down on you or anyone.
Yeah, no, like, exactly. We're not coming, you know, this isn't Sandman here. We're talking normal stuff here. And I think we can all, I would be very surprised if somebody can defend this movie. And for, that it's a level of good, not
like a good quality film and not good because it's horrible.
Right, exactly.
I would say I came into the movie the same as I came out of the movie. I pretty much got what I expected to come into it. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I wasn't surprised.
It was the level of movie I thought I was going to get. It was badly written, very, very badly directed.
I take that back. I was surprised. I wasn't surprised at the goodness. I was surprised at things like Eva Mendes' boobs. No, because I was just like, they're really going to do this? They're really doing this. They're putting her in shirts that don't button all the way up in every scene. Like, and now it makes perfect sense in retrospect. But, like, you know, like, I was like, they're going to underuse Donna Logue. I was surprised at that. You know, like, I was surprised. I was negatively surprised.
I think I was surprised at the lack of story. Because even Daredevil had more of a story than this. Yeah. This movie had no story.
And Daredevil had some good fights. Daredevil had a villain. Well, I guess we had a villain, but no. What was funny though was that the Satan's kid who was the villain,
Wes Bentley,
was played by Wes Bentley. And in the opening, we see young Johnny Blaze, and he's a Daredevil motorcyclist with his dad. And they showed his dad, and I was like, oh wow, that's a poor man's Chris. What's his name? Chris Cooper, the dad from American Beauty. And I was like, wow, that's a poor man's Chris Cooper. And then like the next scene, we see Wes Bentley. I was like, oh weird.
Wow, what happened to his career?
No, yeah, exactly. Where did he go? So meanwhile, Chris Cooper's winning Oscars and can't do this movie. 10 years ago, Chris Cooper's in that role.
You're right.
Yeah, I am. Don't Don't you forget it.
Oh, God. All right,
so...
that's enough of that.
I think we need
I'd like to forget that I ever saw this movie.
No, I'm okay with seeing it. I wanted to see it because I knew it would be funny, and I got my money's worth, I think. And it was all worth it for the fucking Ghost Riders in the Sky song at the end. And when Sam Elliott and Nick Cage are riding, like, cause Sam Elliott played the old Ghost Rider.
Yes.
And so there's this big dramatic moment when they're going to go.
God, did anybody not see that coming?
Oh, I know. It was like a tent. It was like a billboard. But what I didn't see coming. So we find out that that Sam Elliott is the older Ghost Rider, and they both flame on. Well, they don't flame on. They both get fiery. And then they ride to the face-off, and right before they're going to go in, Sam Elliott's like, this is as far as I go, and he just disappears. I did not see that coming. I thought they were at least going to get him in the fight, or the non-fight.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a Sam Elliott Ghost Rider movie.
That would be cool.
I want to see the cowboy era Sam Elliott Ghost Rider
movie. He's probably too old now. You'd probably have to find a new Sam Elliott. But.
Well, then it's not a Sam Elliott movie anymore.
Well, they didn't make it 30 years ago, so.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's great, though. Sam Elliott. I could watch him read the phone book. He's one of those people who, like, anything he says is awesome.
Like, the stuff he said was horribly cheesy, especially the opening and closing narration.
Yep.
But he says it so well.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Oh, God.
He could break up with me and I'd still love him.
I understand.
Just tell me more about why you're not seeing me anymore.
All right, so this has been a special edition of the iFanboy podcast. If you have any thoughts on the movie, go to iFanboy.com, post, let us know.
You can send us an email about it at contact@ifanboy.com.
Yes.
Please don't take it personally like you took X3 personally.
And really, all I can say is how many weeks until 300 opens?
That's like going to be a cleansing water.
Exactly, yeah. So we'll be dirty for a couple of weeks until we see 300. So. All right, I'm Ron.
I'm Connor.
And we'll see you.
Bye.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? I've never used that phrase, but I instantly know what it means. And I think it's interesting because it works two different ways. Some people need to have their social battery charged and they this is the introvert extrovert thing. And some people, you know, like they've got enough energy for other people, but then it's time to sort of step away. And, you know, as we get to this part where winter is ending, which again, it's opposite. I love winter. I don't need it to end. You know, you start getting together with more people and it can be a little draining on top of every other thing that we all have going on in our lives. I just assume everybody's overburdened because I think everybody's overburdened, but it can be tough to deal with. And also one of the things is like, you can't necessarily understand why you feel that way or why it's making you tired, but it's a real thing. If you think that you could use some help with it, if you could figure out a way to make things better, therapy is a great way to help. It can give you that kind of self-awareness to know how to ride that level just right so that you feel good, you feel right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is, again, we've been talking about being busy, right? You got to fit that in. You got a lunch period. You can do it during that time, whichever. That's possible. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I like that. There is no penalty for finding the person who is right for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. Get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/iFanboy.